Driving away from the mindfulness training course in East Cork with a big smile on my face, I feel so pleased about something, and I'm going to tell you about it. It was completely unexpected because the particular exercise that we did towards the end of the training course today, I expected to be difficult, and I expected to find it myself again, reminding myself that, you know, this will take a while before I become any good at it. But it wasn't. It ended up being a very different kind of experience. And so what was it about? And this is just a small fragment of the total training course, but it's the one bit of the course that I feel like capturing in the form of immediately. And it was something very simple. It was a 10-minute exercise in which you sat on a chair in a comfortable position and you just breathed. And you, we were given guidance about to sit in a particular way in the chair so that the spine would be upright. So it was a bit, was definitely unusual from the way I normally sit, in a kind of semi-slumped way in a chair with a curved spine, nice and comfortable, as if every chair was a bit like an armchair. But in this particular case today, I moved forward in the chair, so I had nothing against my back, and I made an effort at the beginning to align my, I imagined my spine being upright and straight, and I imagined my head, my neck, all being in a straight line. Now, the first thing I noticed was how uncomfortable my bottom was. The whole weight of my body seemed to be I was very heavy. The whole weight of my body was aligned in one straight line right down into the chair. This was uncomfortable. It wasn't the kind of discomfort that I'd want to get rid of, but it was a discomfort that I was conscious of. So in a kind of a way, I felt that this is going to get harder and harder. Also, the second point is really about the second part of my expectations were that I'd previously done 5-minute breathing, sitting quietly, closed eyes, breathing in a chair at home and even on the course last week. And I had found the 5 minutes to go on for quite a long time. And I certainly thought that to go to 10 minutes would be particularly difficult for me, that my head would be full of racing thoughts, or at least thoughts going past at the speed of clouds under the influence of a wind. But, hey presto, and this is what I'm so pleased about, nothing could be further from the experience. The actual experience was that the sitting upright in that posture was no big deal. It never became particularly comfortable, but at least it felt sound and right, and it felt good in that sense. Felt it was doing me good, and I guess I must also admit that I had thoughts like, I ought to do this more often. But the breathing was great. It meant we were advised that we were not to try to control the breathing. We were not, any form of breathing was good. This was different from other situations where I've been in and been advised that I should take particularly deep breaths and feel it go all the way down into the lower abdomen and hold it there and then release it slowly. Those type of instructions were completely absent from this training. The only instruction or encouragement we were given was one encouraging us to be as natural and as accepting of our own breath, whatever way our breath was, as possible. In other words, just be your own breath and in effect notice your own breath and connect with your own breath. And it worked. It really did. The time flew by. Now, on the point about time, it was helpful that the guy running the course in effect read a meditation during the exercise. Now, it wasn't a meditation that took you on a guided tour to anywhere. It was just in continuous encouragement to focus on the breath in the most natural of all ways. But there was a sound of another voice, and I suppose that might well have prevented me from generating a voice from within myself. The key point, though, was about how easy it was to feel my own breath coming in and out in a rhythmic way, my own rhythm. And that's another point, I suppose, about my own rhythm. It was my way of doing it. There was no right way, my way. And when it came to an end, when the Buddhist bell was rung, first one peal of the bell, and then a second peal of the bell, I came back into attention in the room, looking around, feeling energized, as if I had fallen into wakefulness and I was now alert and ready for the next phase of the day. Ready for the next phase of the day, meaning that the exercise hadn't had a soporific effect on me. It had enabled me to face back after it ended with kind of renewed attention and awareness. And I know that's what it was meant to do. So I'm really chuffed that I did it in my way. And I look forward to practicing it every day during the week to come. Thank you for listening to this personal diary.